D6, OAB, D6, OAB, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Sorry, that should be D60AB, D60AB, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
N3, November Yankee Golf, I think it is a D60AB. Hi there, how are you?
Good evening, Don. Yeah, this is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. I'm not a million miles from you. I'm in Bowie, Maryland. But I just seen your call on there and thought I'd jump in and say hi and welcome you to the area. Do you here on work for a while?
Yeah, I'm here until May, and right now I'm in Washington, D.C., and then I'm heading back to Africa.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm about 25 miles east of you. They're almost due east of in D.C. At the point for about 25 miles, I have a town called Bowie, in between Bowie and in between D.C. and Annapolis. So I seen your call in there, and just thought I'd give you a check and see what goes on. So great to hear you, Don, and I'll let you go, and we'll catch you later on. Okay, sir. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, Milford, very good. Actually, thanks for the call. You're actually the first contact I've made on Echolink. Anyway, I thought I would sit here and listen to the net this evening. So thank you, 7-3. This is Delta 6-0 Alpha Bravo. KB3MXK, KB3MXK, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Kilo Bravo 3, Mike X-ray Kilo.
This is embarrassing. I thought I had turned the mic off. I do apologize. So I hope it didn't do too much other damage. I'm hard to tell. Mr. Kilo, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I thought I hit my spacebar and turned my mic off. So. But anyhow, it was quite interesting talking to Don there from Africa. He lives, he's working in D.C. right now. So when I got through that way, I hit the bar and it didn't click off, so I do apologize. So I'll be here and I'll be quiet for a bit. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
KB3MXK standing by for the start of the net.
All right, everybody, I'm going to be just about a minute or two late. I'm on the phone right now, and I'll be with you in just a few minutes. I'll be back to the laptop. Stand by, please. Okay, I'm having some difficulties with the laptop program, and trying to do this on my smartphone is going to be a really difficult because I can't see the screen while I'm transmitting. So just give me a moment, folks. Be patient. We'll let some more people join. Stand by.
All right, let's see. Actually, I am coming through the WB3GXW. I'm having no luck getting into the Wash_DC, and that means I don't have any visibility to the list. So stand by, folks. I'm having some technical difficulties. All right, it's not going to work on Wash_DC for me tonight. We're just going to have to go with WB3GXW-R, and I'm going to have to wing the list. Might need somebody to help me with that. So let me get a sound check from someone. AB3WG, Chris, are you on?
AB3WG, you're sounding fine.
All right, very good. On and off has gotten us a lot of trouble. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if you're setting up the PTT, just, excuse me, I set it up on the left control button to be you got to hold it down to talk, and when you let it go, you stop, because the other toggle on and then you got to toggle off is a problem. All right, very good. Let's get started, folks. Thank you all for joining, and I'll take a break here in just a moment when I let some of our liaison stations give their status for the good of the section. Second, download the latest version of Echolink. If you already have it, that's great. If you don't have it, you're not here. But for those who want Echolink, remember it's two-factor authentication. You do need a ham license to actually have the app. And that means if you already have the app and you go to the help screen, or you go to help, and you'll see underneath of help just above the words about Echolink is software update. If you go there, it takes you to the web page. You click on current version, and it loaded for me. It loaded in just a few moments. All right, just bear with me for a second break. All right, that's fantastic. Thank you, Chris. Chris sent me a screenshot of who's on. All right, very good. We'll go ahead and get started here. Now let me just cover a few things for the section, and then we'll go to our liaison stations. Number one, thank you very much for joining the Echolink monthly net. I am using this opportunity to collect information that's happening within the section so I can include in the section into the section news, which I'll publish over the weekend, and then everybody will see what's happening in the section. Let me just type a note here real quick. Next, also, we've got some great things going on. A lot of Aries activities going on. We just got off a very nice Zoom meeting. There's also some Maryland General Assembly. The reasonable accommodation bill passed the House unanimously once again, 132-0. It's in Senate now in committee. You'll most likely see another email coming out from the section encouraging you to contact your representatives. As I did before, it'll have some language in there that you can use either by email or by phone and encourage your representatives to approve and adopt the bill, which right now is HB 663. We've all survived going through daylight savings time. Your next event I think everybody's looking forward to is spring. And then after that, we've got some other activities coming up. And with that in mind, let me just share with you that I received an email this past week that the Maryland FM Association is going to have their Hamfest on Memorial Day Hamfest at the Howard County Fairgrounds. And this is the last day of May. This is the 30th. It's the day before Memorial Day. The rules have changed. There will be no indoor venues at all. So there will be no indoor tables. There will be no section, MDC section table. There will be no VE sessions. Everything will be outdoor and it will be tailgating. Tickets will be sold as before, and information can be found on the Maryland FM Association website, and that will be in the section news. Break. Some more information for the section two is that we've been filling some section positions. As a matter of fact, speaking about the Maryland General Assembly, so we have a gentleman. His name is Tom. He's been very helpful in getting our bill through the process, and very familiar with how that works. Tom's going to be joining, I hope, the team as the LGL or SGL, that state government liaison or legislative liaison or local government, and very familiar. And I have a couple other people that have contacted me that are also interested in supporting our work when it comes to that. So if you're interested, please let me know. Also, there are some Maryland counties that we're going to need some ECs in. Contact the Section Emergency Coordinator, Jim Montgomery. His call sign is Whiskey Bravo 3 Kilo Alpha Sierra. Or you can contact me at my call sign at the league if you're interested in being a leader in a county when it comes to ARIES. And speaking of ARIES, if you're interested in emergency communications, break. If you're interested in emergency communications, I encourage you to also sign up for ARIES, and then you can participate and be one of the resources when it comes to not only emergency communications, disaster communications, but community communications. Break. So let me go to some of our liaisons. Let's see. I have Father Al here. Okay, so he'll be on there. We have Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, Chris, who is which is the assistant section manager. He's very helpful for what I do. And we have John, WB3GXW. He's our official bulletin station, OBS. And that means that this weekend you will be able to listen to the bulletins on the Echolink system. Break. We also have some Skywarn folks that are joining us here, and I really appreciate that. And let's see, who else do I have on here? Well, that's it for right now. All right, so the first I'm going to do is go to Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, our section assistant section manager. A few words for the net, please, sir.
AB3WG, good evening, Marty and everyone. Looks like a pretty good group tonight. I've been spending a lot of time working with the new Baltimore County, Baltimore City ARIES group under the direction of Joe Cotton, and I'm really happy with the way the group's coming together. We started with just a few individuals, and now I think we're up to 11 members now, so things are going real well there, and if you're interested in that group, you can send me an email or Marty an email. And then the other thing is I'm continuing to contact our affiliated clubs. I'm getting some really good responses from those folks, just getting proper communications going and emails and things like that. So just to let everybody know, that work is still being done. And I've gotten through the entire list of all 42 clubs now. So we're just going back and making sure we have the proper emails and things from those folks. That's about it for now, Marty. Thanks, as always, AB3WG.
All right, thank you very much. And we'll try to make this quick for everybody this evening. Let's go to Father Al, W3YVQ. He's our section traffic manager, STM. A few words for the net, please, sir. Go ahead.
Roger, good evening, Marty, and everyone else on the Echolink conference tonight. Glad to see all the familiar call signs aboard. And the Maryland Emergency Phone Net has now switched to its summer schedule. We meet at 2200 Zulu all year long, but that means the local time changes. So the pre-net is now 5:30 p.m., and the formal call of the net is at 6 p.m. We generally are done in 15 or 20 minutes or so, in time for the Baltimore traffic net at 6:30. MEPN then comes up at 7 o'clock. To start cycle 4, that's CW mode, and that meets the second time at 10 p.m. All comers are welcome on all three of those nets, and the details are on the NTS Nets tab on the section webpage. And we will be glad to teach anyone in the section how to format the legacy radiogram, the hybrid radiogram, which contains email formatted text, usually derived from ICS forms, and how to operate radio email, and the conventions nationally that we use for moving ICS and other served agency traffic anywhere in the country. 100% of the country is covered with the HF attributes of Winlink, so amateur radio has a long reach to service all of our areas groups as they operate within their local environments. Networks countywide, statewide, nationwide. 73 all, have a nice spring. W3YVQ.
All right, Father Al, thank you very much. Let's see, do I have, I'm looking at the, I don't know if you have a new list for me, Chris, but I'll go with the one I have right now. Let's go to Tom. Tom, W3TDH from Skywarn, do you have anything to share with us, like upcoming training or other activities? And please mention also the weather net that you have on the Frederick repeater or Frederick area. Thank you.
I do not have the information on the Frederick net in front of me, so I can't help you with that right at the moment. But we are entering our storm season, our dangerous storm season, and we're very much hoping that people will be alert and aware of that and give way to Skywarn nets. I know it can be a nuisance to go to your favorite spot and find it occupied, but bear up. It's necessary and the forecasters need the help. If you go to the regular Baltimore-Washington Weather Service page, and then you scroll down and hit the link for Skywarn, it will take you to a page where you can find links to all of these online classes. They've got three about to run, and anybody can attend any of them. Don't be concerned about who it says the sponsoring agency or who it says the county is. Just sign up and get in there. For ARIES purposes, you must have a basics course that was taken within the last 2 years. So if you're trying to complete your individual task book, be aware that your ARIES task book requires that you have completed Skywarn basics within the last 2 years. So get in there and grab a spot to go quickly and attend one of these courses while you can. W3TDH.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right on that. And Skywarn is that where you bring together that science and technology with amateur radio on a regular basis. So you get that knowledge of weather and the effects of weather and everything from floods to things like that. Now, that's important because if you are either coordinating an outside activity or participating in an outside activity, you know, for example, every HamFest coordinator should have a weather radio. You should. It should be set on just in case, okay? That's an important thing. All right, thank you very much. Now I'm going to switch to bring your attention to the text box and those who can see it. I'm going to share with you, and get prepared for this terminology, I'm going to share with you the code plug for Echolink. That's right, a code plug for Echolink, all right? Which means if you follow these instructions, which I've been working on this list for years, and I never thought about, well, it's a code plug. You can actually take that information that's available, add it to your favorites, which is easy to do for most, and when you turn Echolink back on the next time, you will have all of the nodes in Maryland. That's right, all of the nodes plus a subdirectory in your Echolink directory under favorites for it could be ARIES nodes, it could be affiliated clubs, it could be MDC. So I'm going to put it in the text box. Let's hope it works, okay? And then we'll have a quick chat about that. Let's take a break. All repeaters reset. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly MDC Echo Section Echolink Net here on the WB3 GXW Echolink and linked repeaters. Stand by. All right, we're back. So this is the code plug location. Now, what you can do here, and I'll give you the easy way of doing this, you can right-click in the text box, then select all. This is on a Windows machine. Select all. Open up an editor, like Notepad or whatever you use. It could be an email, you know, just the text of an email.
W3SED, listening.
All right, let me do that again. Right-click in the text box, copy, select all, copy, go to your editor, whatever your editor is. It can be, you could open an email. You could open an email as an editor. Anything you can type into. Sorry, let go of the button again. Copy, paste it into the editor, and then that link, you can put that in your browser window, and it will take you to a text file. Now, if you're not familiar with how to do this, I have some instructions I can share with you. Put your email address in the text box. I'll try to remember to save it all. Copy. I'll try to remember to save all this all for everybody, and then I can give you further instructions. But when you do this, you find your favorite file in your Echolink program directory. You open that file. It is a text file. You open that in the default, whatever that may be, Notepad, Note Editor, whatever your default program is. And all you do is add this list to your existing list. Don't replace it or you'll lose all your stuff. Add this list to the bottom, save the file, close the file, open up Echolink, and you will have the same list that I'm looking at on my screen. So this is your Echolink code plug break. And thank you all for helping. So you're all putting good information in there for others. So Echolink pulls everybody together. It's great for situational awareness. We've used it in when there's been severe storms. John, WB3GXW, has put warnings here for upcoming events. And if you want to pull together the different sections or the different counties or other individuals, Echolink is a great place because it gives you that ability to do that. Any way to do it on an OS app? You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I just took a look at my list from my old XP unit to this one. Okay, so lots of helpful information in there, but I will be, or someone will be more than happy to help you with that to get that updated. Okay? All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with some more stuff. All right, now I'd like to go to Jim. Jim Cross, WI3N, is from our Atlantic division. Jim, do you have a few words to share here with the net? Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, thank you, Marty. Yes, I just got here a little bit late because I was on a Zoom memorial service for Ken LaCapria, K-A-3-P-O-X. That was an incredible service. I would also just mention one other silent key is Norm Turley. He is 85 W3WZZ. He just passed away over in Glen Burnie. So he's a member of the QCWA. Other than that, I have nothing else for the moment. Back to Net WI3N. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And yes, our condolences, everybody. Our condolences to Norman Kent's family and friends. Thank you. Take a moment here, and we'll come right back. All right. Thank you very much. All right. A couple other things. I'm going to repeat what I've heard numerous times. Wear a mask. Get a shot. Keep your distance. And let's all be, as you've heard me say, let's be well, be safe, and be careful. But let's get on the air. Let's be on the air, too. Okay, very good. Let's see. Okay, some people have found it. That's good. Excellent. All right, for Echolink, excellent. So everybody's learning something there. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to go to WB3KAS, who is our section emergency coordinator, Jim, and then from Jim to Steve, who is the assistant section emergency coordinator, KC3DSO. So Jim, you're first. And then if you could hand it off to Steve, please. This is KB3MXM, and you're listening to the MDC section, monthly section EcholinkNet. Go ahead, Jim. You're next.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate that. And I was a little short on information during the meeting, but I did wanted to mention that the last EC reports that came by, we had 18 reports from the 18 appointed ECs. That's the first time in history we've done that. It doesn't mean that our 18 have never submitted anything. It's just that it all happened in the same month, which I'm pretty proud of, and I hope that becomes a norm for the future. Last thing is, it's never too early to think about the SET. Yes, it's in October. Instead of a field day operation for those who are not going to participate in one, I'm thinking of moving one up for that, where nobody has to be in a congregation of people. Have an idea I'm working on that might do benefit to some people. Eventually, when everything blows over with the pandemic break here, I'd like to take another trip over to the Eastern Shore, see if we can round up some people and get them interested. That's about all we have here. We're down in Black Mountain, North Carolina for a couple of days to clear some family matters up. Hopefully we'll be out of here by the end of the week. 73 is all. This is WBC, KAS.
All right, KC3DSO.
Thank you, Marty. KC3DSO to everybody on the net. Just got a couple of quick things. First is, we just had our first section staff and section Aries meetings. We started them in 1900. We had 21 people in the meeting, which was very good. It was a real brief meeting just to get the meeting started. They're going to run them every 3 months or so. Earlier maybe if needed. Secondly, the Maryland DC WinLink 2K net. WinLink net has been running for a year. I put the stats up on my webpage, which I put in the chat. That's run on the second Tuesday, also on the same web page as the instructions for checking in. The Mid-Atlantic Aries Matt just held an EC16 class. Five folks in the Maryland DC section were in there. We're getting ready to have another class once we get the approval from the league. So if you're interested in this, send me an email, my call sign, kc3dso@gmail, and I'll get you hooked up with some information. Mid-Atlantic Aries Matt is hurrying up, getting a few things done before the hurricane season starts, such as the deployment plan and updated ICS 205s and contact lists for each section inside the Atlantic Division. If you as an EC or section manager have data that needs to be put up online, please send it to me. I will put my email address in the text box. And one last thing is, April 24 is Envis Day for MCOM. This is a good day to practice. All over the country, it's run by the Ohio section, but Near Vertical Incident Skywave is basically our bread and butter for doing MCOM work. You may want to take a look-see if you set up a station. Let's put out a note. I know the Calvert County folks are running, so let's see how many people we can get online. It's good practice. Thank you, Marty. KC3DSO.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Stephen, very much for that. Let me look down my list. Okay, WB3GXW, John, are you listening? Do you have a few words for the net this evening? Go ahead, sir.
Marty, WB3GXW. Just a reminder about the bulletins tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 7. And I saw that you were listed on WASH DC at the same time you were on GXW-R. I kind of suspect if you try it again, you would be able to reconnect. Back to your net control, and everybody be safe.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't realize that. All right. Well, you know, I'm capable of making all kinds of mistakes. Okay, Tom just shared in the text window. It says, cut and paste this link into your browser address to sign up for the Skywarn Basic class, and it's in the browser window, in the text window. And once again, you can always right-click on that window, select all, copy, like I'm doing right now, and paste, and you will then have it in your other editor. Or you can just select that one particular address. All right, let's continue on here. It's the list that I have. So let's go to repeaters. Do we have anyone on the KA2JAI repeater that would like to check in? Your call sign, please.
Marty, this is KA2JAI, and I'm going to quickly check in two more for you that are on Echolink. N3FQC and AB3XJ, and you'll have to put out a call for any more.
All right, very good. Thank you. Was that November 3, Sierra, Quebec? Is that SQ you said?
Foxtrot, Quebec, Charlie.
All right, very good. All right, is there any other stations coming to us via the KA2JAI or Lake Repeater? Your call signs, please.
Whiskey, Juliet, 3, Kilo. 3, Sierra, Echo, Oscar.
Kilo, Charlie, 3, Indian, Quebec, X-ray.
All right, let's go with that list right now, and then we'll start getting to everybody. We're running a little behind, but let's do that. KA2JAI, sir, do you have anything to add to the net? Go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. As usual, being this part of the month, we are coming up on our next monthly ARIES meeting, which will be tomorrow morning. And we are going to continue talking about WebVOC and WinLink. At each monthly meeting, we show the solution to the monthly exercise for those two tools. Also coming up in not too distant future, we have a few exercises planned. One will be in May that is exercising our use of ARIES Go Kit. And then in June, we're going to have a sort of a mini SET out at that point in time. So we're in the midst of preparing for that. We'll be talking about them at our upcoming meetings. Okay, Marty, I'm going to turn it back to you, and I'm going to ask everybody else who's checked in, please be brief, because we do have a lot of people to get in yet before the net is over. KA2JAI.
N3FQC, go ahead.
I just want to thank you, Marty, running this every month. And with that, I'm going to keep it brief and no further. N3FQC.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Alpha Bravo 3 X-ray Juliet.
Good evening, all. Nothing for the net. AB3XJ.
Thank you. Let's go to WJ3K.
Thank you, Marty. That section meeting we had on Zoom tonight was a really good start for coordination amongst our sections and such like. Thanks, Stephen, KC3 DSO, for putting that together. It's exactly the right thing to do. Whiskey Juliet, 3 Kilo.
Absolutely agree. Okay, let's go to N3SCO.
Good evening, all. Nothing further to report. Standing by.
Frank, are you still there?
N3SCO, clear.
All right. Do you have any comments for the net?
Negative, sir. Have a good evening. N3SCO.
All right. Thank you very much. Kilo Charlie 3, India, Quebec X-ray. Your comments?
No traffic for the net. KC3IQX.
All right, I'm going to let all repeaters reset. I'm going to turn on the elevator music. I'm going to shift to Wars underscore DC and see if it works. So I'll be right back. Everybody take a moment and stand by. KB3MXM, the monthly Maryland DC Echolink net, and I'll be back in a moment. Stand by. Woohoo! Look at that, it works. I'm back. I'm back and I got a list. Okay, very good. Thank you very much, everybody, for being patient. All right, let me go start at the top, or what I've always done. Yeah, thanks, John. What I've done before, I start at the bottom. And let's see if we got, okay, let's go to Tommy, N3TJO. Comments for the net, sir.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Thanks for running the net. Another great one with a lot of information. The Guided Club is continuing to run their daily Stay in Touch net at noon on 146.835. No PL, and we exchange information about where to get the shots lately, so it's worth listening. N3TJO, back to net control.
And that's at noon, you said, every day, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Noon, daily, 146.835, no PL.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. All right, let's go to Dave, N3SOI. Dave, few comments, please.
Good evening, Marty. Nothing really to report my station. 73 to all, N3SOI.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Sean, November 3, Alpha Echo.
Yeah, good evening, everybody, from the smallest county in Maryland, Calvert. NVIS Day, there's a resource you can get on the air at hamwaves.com, hamwaves.com, that'll give you the current instantaneous maximum NVIS frequency based on a sounder over at Wallops Island. Just wanted to pass that on, and that's it, M3 Alpha Echo.
Okay, very good. And sometimes when that's not up and running for whatever reason, Millstone is another one that, although it's not close, but it is available. Thank you very much. Let's go to Peter, Alpha Bravo 3, Bravo Romeo. Peter, a few words.
Hi, Marty and everybody. Alpha Alpha 3, Bravo Romeo, name's Peter. Nothing for the net. I'm taking a lot of notes. This is real informative. Thanks a lot. 73, AA3BR.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Milford, N3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. And thanks to Father Al, I've got my control button working. And I also had a very brief and very enjoyable conversation with a gentleman on this net, Don. He has an African called D60. He's in D.C. and quite an enjoyable fellow, so. I didn't make note of his call, unfortunately, except for the D60. So with that, I'll pass it back, Marty. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Okay, thank you very much, Milford. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. Wash underscore DC and linked repeaters. Let's take a quick break and let repeaters reset. And then the next station will be Christopher, Kilo Bravo 2 SKP. Chris, you'll be next. Let's take a quick break. Stand by. All right, we're back. Kilo Bravo 2, Sierra Kilo Papa. Chris, you got anything for the net? Go ahead.
Q.
Yeah, good evening, Marty and Nanette. Great information. Kind of new to the group, not new to Aries or Racy's at the over in Washington State. They did a lot with the county over there. Was the Comel up in the EOC, so real familiar with the policies and procedures and stuff. I'm going to be helping Rob out down here in St. Mary's County. I do have an RMS station set up at the QTH here, so we've got an RMS node down here on 145.70. I've been checking in on the Windlink station and looking forward to getting more involved and getting things going. Being prepared for when the next one hits. So thanks for everything you do and for all the great information. This is Chris, KV2SKP.
Okay, very good, Chris. Thank you. And good information on the RMS node, kind of things that we want to share. And I'm sure that Steve is interested. We just had a conversation about 205s. Okay, we did Al. Let's go to KV3JQQ. And share, wait a minute, wrong button. Oh, no, look what I did. KB3JQQ, go ahead. Oh, he's in listen mode. My mistake, sorry. Okay, I'll go to the next one. All right, let's go with W3FDK, repeater, linked repeater. Mike, are you there? And do you want to call first and then call any stations on the system? This is KB3MXM. All right, don't hear anybody there. Let's go with any stations listening to W3FDK, repeater system in Frederick. Your call signs, please.
KC3CIF, I'm listening tonight.
KV3, Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown.
Kilo 3, Delta Oscar. Sorry, Marty, I'm having some echo link problems here. I'm coming to it instead of the repeater. Any other station on the repeater, please call in.
Okay, Mike, very good. Why don't you start us off, KCDO, and then listen only with CIS, and then we have Sandy EFL. So let's go with DO first. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm not quite sure. My echo is kind of funny. I won't hold down the transmit. Well, Marty, thank you very much for the net tonight. Also had a great meeting prior to the net there. That was a great get-together to see everybody and talk through all the stuff that's going on in the section for the ECs and everything. That was good to see everybody. All right, well, pass it down to Sandy, KB3EOF. This is K3DO.
Thank you, Mike. KB3EOF, I just wanted to say thank you, Marty. You're doing a fine job for the Maryland DC section, and we appreciate it. Back to you, Mike, KB3EOF.
Well, I don't think there's any other stations that I heard there. We have KC3 CIF listening only. So back to you, Mark.
Oh, very good. So just once again, let's take a little respite here before we go to the rest of the stations. So I just recently acquired DMR.
I just acquired DMR, and much like D-Star and the other systems, it takes a little bit to get used to how to program your radio over IP, radio over internet protocol, because you're connecting via the repeater in this case, and then unless you're using a external device that would plug into your laptop, but I'm using a radio, and having lots of fun learning some new stuff. And I also recently acquired GMRS, so I went out and I got my GMRS license. I'm really surprised at how many repeaters there are actually around for that. Yes, sir, that's right. If you get a license, you can operate GMRS on a repeater. Non-licensed cannot, and because recently the FCC combined FRS and GMRS capabilities, most of these radios have both FRS, a family radio service, and GRMS, general mobile radio service. And if you don't have a license, then you need to stay on the non-licensed side. But if you have a license, you can operate on almost all of them. And it's UHF. So it's a short range, but I'm capable of getting into the Columbia repeater, the one in York, the one in Baltimore, and I can hear another repeater. I'm not sure where it's at. But, yeah, so more opportunities for amateur radio folks who are already interested in radio. All right, let's continue with our list this evening. We've done that. Who haven't I called yet? I don't know. Let me look at my list. Let's take a break while I do that. This is KB3MXM. I'll be right back. Okay, we got KC3 Oscar India Alpha D Maryland. Do you want to give us a quick comment here on EchoLink? And I'm glad you joined us. Go ahead.
Hi there. This is KC3 India Alpha. Let's see here. KC3 OIA. And I'm fairly distracted. I'm playing a Wordscapes game. If we have any other fellow Wordscapers out there, it's a wonderful word tournament. And it's all over the world, so it's absolutely wonderful to do that. I'm excited for next week when I will be able to get my second shot. And back to you. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us this evening. Glad to have you aboard, and please come back and visit us again. It's the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WASH_DC EchoLink node and linked repeaters. And we also have link repeaters that also join us from Southern Maryland. They use their 220 system. And we have other repeaters that have actually joined us sometimes from Ocean City and places like that. So let me just recap real here quick. And I said I was going to be done early, but I didn't. So the section EchoLink net is the third Friday. I will take the information I gathered tonight from the chat box. So if you have anything you would like to have included in as an event, for the upcoming section news, I'll be putting that together this weekend and publishing it. If you do not have all the information, please provide a point of contact or a website where I can go and get the information. I can't just take the text box and put it in the section news. Also, you can also visit the MDC section. There we have Twitter. Let me see if I can type while I do this. Hang on a second. When is it going to let me type? No, it's not going to let me do that. We have a Twitter page, a Facebook page. We have the MDC section website, and we have the one at the League. All of those are excellent opportunities to keep up to date on what's happening in the section. And as a ham, as an amateur radio operator in the state, situational awareness is very important, and you being where you are is as important as me being where I'm at, because situational awareness, we have over 11,000 hams, 11,000 licensed amateur radio operators in the state of Maryland and D.C., 11,000, actually almost 12,000. And what that means, if you do the math, and of course I didn't take out the Chesapeake Bay, which is that big bathtub, you know, in the middle of the state here,
But you're talking about one amateur radio operator for every 1.3 square miles in Maryland, if you could spread them all out equally. Now, to give you a perspective, Michigan has approximately the same number of amateur radio operators, over 11,000. But Michigan is three or four times larger than the state of Maryland. And so the density there is about one amateur radio operator for every 4 miles, like 3.8, 3.9. Situation awareness is very important. So that not only situational awareness when it comes to disasters, service to your community, information, watch groups, community service, and just being mindful of your surroundings. Radio is a great resource, and it doesn't always mean it has to be the method of last resort. It can be the primary method. And I encourage you to look up your local club, listen on 2 meters for your local net, search the internet for some opportunities, and you might just find there's a lot of things to do in amateur radio. Break. All right, that's all I have for this evening. I'm sorry if I missed you. Is there anyone that I did not call that has something for the good of the order, as they say? Alibi calls now, please. Your call sign.
Whiskey 3, Tango, Delta Hotel.
W3TDH, go right ahead, Tom.
Speaking to my sister and in her town up in Massachusetts, a ham not too far from her had his antenna come down. Now, normally that would be no big deal. He's being charged with reckless endangerment because when his neighbor tried to pick the antenna wire up to throw it back in his yard, they suffered a radio frequency burn. And why he's being charged with reckless endangerment is all of these stealth antennas that everybody says, well, you just get piano wire, you just get 22-gauge phone wire, are violations of the law in 75% of the United States. The National Electric Code, which is adopted by reference in almost every community in the U.S., or certainly in the vast majority of them, says the minimum side for an aerial or a lead-in on an amateur radio station is 14 American wire gauge, no smaller. You can be larger, but you can't be smaller. So think first before you go to one of these stealth antennas. A gray 14-gauge wire is not that visible, and it obeys the law. Back to Matt, W3TDH.
Thank you, Tom, and that brings up something else that I'd like to share with you. So as our bill hopefully gets through the Maryland General Assembly and gets voted on and gets eventually to governor's signature, I want you to know that we love making things. I mean, amateur radio operators and people that are gifted for making and building things. And we hear antenna books and building stuff, and Tom makes a very good point. But let me just say this. It would be better for you if you're in one of those areas that might have restrictions on antennas. And remember, this bill gives reasonable accommodations. It doesn't mean unlimited accommodations. So if reasonable accommodations for you to get on an air is a smaller antenna so you can communicate, that might be the only thing you're allowed to do. I would recommend that perhaps you either buy something that's commercially available because it's been through the rigors of testing, or you make sure that whatever you happen to be using is safe. So the excellent point. All right, I have not read any of the text box, and I really don't have time. I'm sorry, folks, I got to run. We're down to 1 minute. We're going to end in less than 1 minute. I want to thank everybody for joining. As you've heard me say before, but if not, I'll say it again. Be safe, be well, be careful, and please be on the air. Enjoy your clubs, enjoy your community, enjoy your fellowship, enjoy radio. 7-3s to all. We'll see you here again next month. And good night. KB3MXM. 7-3.